The following podcast contains mature language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
I mean, it was okay for what they were. I liked the first one more than the second one. I really liked the lizard. The second one was okay. But Homecoming in itself was like, let's take Spidey back to a child and to his teen years. And I liked it. I've seen it twice. I've enjoyed it. And
hey,
I mean,
hey,
I feel gratification every time I send.
Hey, man, this isn't a Homecoming podcast. I don't give a fuck about that stupid movie.
You're like, well, I'm trying to get you to go watch it, you jackass.
I don't want to go watch it. I'm just talking. Oh, no. I'm saying there is obviously some 80s. Stop fucking talking, asshole. All right, hey, welcome to the Marvel Superhero Podcast. I'm a legal machine, and with me is...
Mr. Fix-It.
And today we're going to talk about San Diego Comic-Con, whatever year it is, 2017. We're just going to do a brief podcast. What do you want to talk about, man? You want to talk about whichamacallit?
Well, which Thor? Trailers did you watch?
Thor and JLA.
Okay, so I saw the bootleg Infinity War.
I saw the bootleg Infinity War, but it kind of spoils Thor, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, it totally does.
That's the one thing that caught me off guard.
So, I don't know. Do we want to talk about that? We can be assholes about it? We could be assholes. Well, we can just say, we can talk about some stuff we like about it, and then...
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
And then if I want to keep it in, I'll keep it in. If not, I'll delete it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So, what do you want to start with? You want to start with JLA?
Okay, out of all the trailers you... Okay, we'll talk about that last. So, which trailer do you want to talk about first?
Let's do JLA first.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, what'd you think?
You know, I'm pretty pessimistic about these DC movies, and I'm really pessimistic about JLA. I didn't think it looked that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's just more of the same stuff we got in the other movie.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely, dude. Even the humor was bad. That whole Flash joke, dude, was my Harley Quinn, because we're bad guys moment.
The one where he's in front of Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah, and he's like, that's kind of rude. Okay, bye.
Yeah,
my God, that's that fucking Harley Quinn moment. Like, they just don't get how to... Their jokes tend to land flat for me.
I have a note that says, Flash might be annoying. I mean, I
think that's an understatement.
I think he's going to be like...
I don't think they're playing him like Barry Allen. I don't know what this Flash is. This guy's like, I don't know, man. I mean, I haven't seen it enough of him, but that whole part where he's like, you know, oh, I don't go into combat. I push people and I run away. And I'm like, ugh.
I thought that was kind of funny. I thought that was kind of funny, but like, that's not the Flash, is it?
No, dude. I was like, I guess the Flash is a coward, or he's gonna be some kind of pessimist, or
that's why. Like, I never read
an optimist. I mean, I don't know what he's gonna be, dude. Because like, that's not the Flash. If you read any Flash, hell, even the animated Flash, like he gets in there and he mixes it up because he's, you know, fucking super fast.
And so even like
frightened of everyone.
Well, what about like Wally? Was Wally West like that?
See, really didn't read that much Wally West. I picked up when Jeff Johns was writing it, which apparently was the... I mean, I did read the Grant Morrison stuff and the Mark Millar stuff, which was pretty good. But Jeff Johns, when he wrote it, was kind of, in my opinion, the pinnacle of Flash. Like, it got really good. All the characters, you know, his rogue gallery was really good. He was enjoyable to read. Nope. So I don't know, man. I'm not sure what they're gonna do with this Flash. But he doesn't even seem like Kid Flash or even Impulse. Like, none of them ever act like that.
I guess there's Impulse out there too.
They run into battle. Even Garrett, the original Flash, they all kind of were like, you know, they're heroes. They run into the battle, and this is the one Flash where he's like, well, I don't know how to fight. I just push people and run. I'm like, that's kind of not what the Flash does.
Yeah. What do you think about this? Do you think that a lot of these reshoots and shit they're doing, they're trying to make Wonder Woman?
Where they're doing a bunch of reshoots for Superman because they're removing his mustache. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, because he's doing Mission Impossible and he's got a mustache, and they're like, he has to keep the fucking real mustache. He can't shave it off. So they're having to CGI his face. But it seems to me like, I don't know, looking at this trailer, it seems to me like Wonder Woman's going to be the star of this movie, right?
Yeah, I think, well, dude, I mean, they made a shitload of money off her movie, so they're going to play her up. I'm sure... This trailer was recut after Wonder Woman did so great.
Exactly.
You know, with her fan base, and the other, you know, Batman and Superman didn't do so great. So this trailer was recut so that she has. I wouldn't be surprised if the movie they went back and recut it so that she has more of a leadership role in it.
That's what I'm saying. I bet some of those reshoots are adding a little more Wonder Woman, right? Because yeah. You know, this trailer opens and she's kicking all those dudes' asses and she does the slow motion sweep move again. That seems to be like her thing. But then, you know, and then she's all in her archive and they're like, how was your day? She's like, oh, it was boring or whatever. And then later on, she's talking to them and she's all like, we don't go in this alone. We fight together and all this stuff. It just seems, I don't know. I get the feeling like she's leading the group.
Right? Oh, no, I'm getting a distinct feeling that they're going to play her up as more of a leader. Because in the comics, in the comics, you had the Trinity, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. So that was kind of like almost like a board decision on what they were going to do. Where this one, since Superman's not there and Batman seems to be kind of flighty, I got a distinct feeling it's going to be like they're going to put more of her into it.
Well, but they even had like Steppenwolf showing up in Paradise Island. What did you think of that? I mean, you mean of just Steppenwolf, or what do I think of what?
Yeah, all I know is every time I hear his name, I keep thinking "Born to Be Wild."
Yeah, I know.
That song.
It's bad. Yeah, that's what I think too. But it just seems to me. Like, the fact that he's on Paradise Island, I think that's more... They're trying to incorporate more of the Wonder Woman movie. Like, I would totally not be surprised if he didn't make his original debut in Paradise Island. You know what I mean? And well, we got to add Paradise Island.
It looks like there's a mother box on Wonder Woman's Island.
Yeah,
and that's the box he pops out of.
Because that didn't show up in the movie, right? That wasn't like an Easter egg in the background, was it?
I don't believe so.
Right? Like, it seems to me like that was pre-planned. They would have put it in the movie in the background. You know what I mean?
No, not necessarily. They're going to say it's like Odin's, you know, treasure room. Oh, it's, you know, it's not within sight. It's in the background.
Yeah, no, but even though they actually
it does look like it's kind of in the forefront because they have it sitting on a podium underneath open light. Yeah, I didn't.
But that's what they did in Thor's room. They had the ether for Thor's room, right?
They went back and reshot a shitload of scenes incorporating more of Wonder Woman's mythology into this to kind of compensate because they're like, okay, Batman, Superman didn't do great. Wonder Woman did great with his fan base. Let's go ahead and incorporate more of the Wonder Woman mythos into this movie.
Yeah.
So that we can balance it out, which is not actually a good idea. I mean, the stuff on the island. I thought that was interesting.
I thought it was boring. Uh-huh. But I do think it's a good idea to maybe play off the biggest DC movie of all time. It's probably a good idea, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to want to incorporate the mythos of hers. And what was the villain again? I don't remember who the villain was in Wonder Woman anymore. Was it Hades?
I think it was penises.
The ultimate villain.
It was the ultimate villain.
The uncircumcised. That is his name. We do not speak of him.
No. Okay. I thought Alfred's joke was pretty funny about, well, we're not in a world of exploding penguins anymore. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but that's kind of a nod to like, but see,
to the timber
again,
and stuff.
This is my issue. I've always liked Batman when he was a street criminal vigilante. When he starts beating up gods and shit like that.
Well, get over it, man.
Like, it's
happening.
No, it's just weird, dude. That's like Daredevil and them when they're fighting it. Like, if Daredevil showed up in an Infinity Gauntlet movie, I'd be like, he makes no sense. Like, he has no real power.
Well,
he
unless
has more power than Batman.
He needs to show up to get killed, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Batman could be the war technician. I don't know. I mean, I don't know his place in it because from what I've seen, it looks like Cyborg is the weapons guy.
Right? Shouldn't that be Batman's spot?
Huh?
That should be Batman's spot, right?
That's what I thought. But I mean, from what it looks like, Cyborg turns the bat spot.
Yeah.
When he tells Alfred, "Don't worry, I got it from here," and he's like, "Who are you again?" I just can't get behind his Aquaman though. They're trying to make him cool. And it's just,
I'm not feeling it.
It's like the reverse of cool. Like he makes him douchey. Like you could have an uncool Aquaman, or you can have a douchebag. And this guy has made. I mean, I look at him that scene where he's riding that that creature through the building, and he like hops off and he waves his hair back, and I'm just like, Dude, Aquaman's a douchebag. Like, I just...
And it looks terrible. We're getting really
close. Yeah, the CG looks bad.
I mean, before they were like, well, remember the CG? This is early CG. It's only a teaser trailer. Dude, we're getting late in the game here. This movie comes out in a couple months. It looks like shit.
Yeah. I don't think that CG looked that great.
No.
With that scene, I mean, I haven't really seen any other CG. I mean, the one complaint I've seen so far as everybody complains is they seem to be always fighting at night.
Yeah, and then there was even some more of that just random Earth on fire again, which appears in every DC movie. Like, they bought a shit ton of Earth on fire scenes, and they're having to use them all up, because I saw that scene again, too. I'm like, oh, that looks familiar. That looks like the end of Wonder Woman, or when they're fighting Doomsday and Batman vs. Superman. It's like all the same gobbledygook.
The fire seeping from the Earth with smoke.
And you're right, it's only at night. They only fight at night, period. It has to fight at night.
Every trailer I've seen so far... It's been nighttime. Wonder Woman is the only one that's fought at dusk. Not really at nighttime, maybe at dusk. But it seems to always be at night. So I was kind of like, So I wasn't... I mean, if you're a DC fan, you know, this is your movie. But I'm not again, a DC hater. I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I've kind of lost interest in their books. I'm more of a, always been a Vertigo guy. I mean, it's okay.
I just thought the last trailer was so heavy, like kind of Aquaman and heavy Bruce Wayne, and that kind of turned me off. The fact that this one was more Wonder Woman and maybe a little more Flash, even though the Flash looks like he's going to be annoying, I think that's going to still be better. The Cyborg looks super wooden, right? He just looks like a mannequin walking around.
There's like what, a third of his face and that's it on there? Man, he's robotic,
and he's got the same facial expression the whole time. Like, it's just
pretty much.
So the last two things I want to talk about were: there's somebody, I think is it Bruce Wayne saying Superman was a beacon of hope to the world and all this stuff.
Yeah,
it's like, no, he wasn't. They were defacing his statue, and they were putting him on trial.
Yeah,
what the fuck? Like, true. That was the whole point of that whole last movie. He wasn't a beacon of hope until he died. Then they were like, oh, shit, yeah, we like Superman or something. I mean, I guess that was what the end of that movie was. I don't really get that. But I thought that was, I don't know. That whole line kind of goes against, they've taken this whole universe to just shit on Superman the whole time. And now you're trying to tell me he was a beacon of hope for the world? What? No. Dude,
I was just, when I was watching the trailer, all I could go back to is, I remember when you, me, and Frank were sitting in his room, that before we were recording in his nice little room, in his old place, I was asked what I thought about the DC universe, and I said they were doing it wrong. Like, they were just kind of shoehorning all these movies in there. It feels like that even more with the dialogue. Like they use the dialogue to explain stuff that they didn't film. I don't know. It's just like that whole scene about him, I never saw that in any of his movies. I never saw that in the Superman movie, and I never saw that in JLA where people were just like, you know.
The way you described it was they're doing Marvel in reverse. Instead of starting with a bunch of small movies and building up to Avengers, they're starting with Avengers and trying to tell you why we should care about all these characters and then blowing them up into their solo films.
Doing their own movies, yeah. And that's kind of – I'm still going to go watch it. I don't want to judge it by its trailers too much. I'm going to go watch it. I just don't feel that need, like, oh, my God, this is going to – this will redeem the franchise, because in my opinion, none of the franchise has been redeemed yet.
Yeah, and like I said, I didn't think it looked as bad as the last one, so I'm going to go see it too for the sake of a podcast, I guess. But I didn't think it looked that bad. And my last point was, who was Alfred supposed to be talking to at the end?
Oh, it's Superman, dude. You can kind of see a little bit of a red cape. I feel it's not the Green Lantern, because they bring up that I watched the trailer like 4 or 5 times, and there's like, he says, no, there is no Lantern, there is no Krypton or Kryptonian, so they're definitely hinting that there's Green Lanterns here.
I heard someone say, so because people are saying there's kind of like a green tint in his glasses. That's the whole thing. Who's like, oh, it's Green Lantern, he's got a green tint. But then some people are like, no, I see a red cape.
Nah, if Green Lantern pops up at end, it's going to be like a fucking teaser again. I don't think he's going to be a main character.
Well, I just thought it was funny because somebody mentioned, oh, you can see green on his glasses. And somebody's like, oh, I see a cape. It's got to be Superman. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if it was Martian Manhunter?
Honestly, I had a theory. I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, what would have been awesome is when Doomsday killed Superman, it turned out that it was a Martian Manhunter.
Oh, it was like his clone. He was shapeshifted into Superman or something?
That'd be funny. That maybe Superman. Like, so, I mean, I think Martian Manhunter would be a nice addition to the JLA.
Yeah, that's why. I just feel like it's too obvious.
I think he's a cool character.
I just feel it's too obvious that they're giving that away in the trailer. Like, I don't know. That just seems too obvious to me. I feel like they're going to try and pull an okey-doke. If not, that's just super lazy if they were basically insinuating that they showed you the scene where Superman returns in the trailer.
Like, yeah.
Although nobody even remembers that he's dead, right? Everybody keeps forgetting that he even died because they were including him in a lot of the promo images before this movie really got going. They're like, he died in the last movie, but you have him in all these JLA posters. It's so stupid. So it's totally possible that's Superman, but I do think it would be kind of funny if they pulled a big-time okey-doke.
It's absolutely going to be Superman. I'm almost guaranteed it's going to be Superman.
Okay, cool. You're on record. You're on record. I say it's Martian Man. I say it's Mr. Mixelplick.
No, it's Vibe.
You think it's Vibe?
Vibe showed up, bringing some of that Latin spice.
All right, and then you want to talk about Thor Ragnarok?
What'd you think?
I want to see this movie really, really bad, dude.
So do I. I love the music. I love the visuals. Dude, I'm super stoked on this movie. And I'm a Marvel fanboy. I get that. But, dude, this movie looks fucking fun.
Oh, I love the music.
I can't wait.
I love the music. It's so awesome. It's setting such a weird vibe. Because this movie looks really weird. Yeah. And the music is setting a super weird vibe. And I love it.
That weird synth music.
Yep.
I mean, what I've seen of the trailer... From the trailer alone, you got the gist of the movie. Like, you know, Thor's going to get kicked out. He's going to lose his hammer. He's going to meet up with Hulk. They're going to create a team. They're going to go after Hela. They're going to beat Hela. I'm pretty sure Hela is going to be somewhat linked to Thanos. And we'll have the final Infinity Stone revealed. And then, of course, the next Avengers Infinity War comes out.
I don't know if she's going to be linked to Thanos, but I think you got 99.
Thanos is in the books, he's in love with death, and Hela is the queen of death.
Yeah, I guess you could be onto something there.
I feel because they've never really shown a Mistress Death in the Marvel Universe, so I'm figuring Hela's the closest you can get to Mistress Death. Because again, I'm personally kind of curious on how they're going to explain Thanos' need to bring the jewels together. Because in the book, the whole point of him bringing the jewels together was to create the gauntlet to wipe out half of life in the universe to show Lady Death, you know.
To woo her.
His love. To right. prove his love to her. That was the whole kind of the running theme of the books. So if you're going to follow that, you need Thanos, you know, love struck by a character like Lady Death, Mistress Death. And the only one I could think of was Hela.
I'm not sure. I think they might ditch the whole death thing. I think they're going to give him...
That was always a really strong point to me.
Yeah, I think so too, but that might be too dark. You think that might be too dark? Where he literally worships...
think about it. Because remember, now as we're watching the movies, Thor and him aren't really God. They're just aliens from a different planet.
Yeah, he shows up and they're like, hey, what's the main character's motivation to kill everybody? And it's that he literally worships death and wants, you know, I think that might be too much. I'm not saying some dark shit's not going to go down in this movie. I'm just saying him worshiping death is so weird and obscure that, and since they haven't hinted at all what his actual motivations are, right? They haven't hit as to why he wants to do this.
They haven't hinted anyway. I mean, every time they show like these little snippets of the movies and stuff, they'll always show like the Infinity Gauntlet book with all these little tags in it, like scenes they enjoy and they think they should be incorporated in the movie. So I'm like, if you're following this book, then Mistress Death better show up really fast. Yeah. Y'all better have some like the first 10 minutes of the movie showing Mistress Death walking around in some kind of form. Honestly, to get to and get Infinity Gauntlet, you have to go through Thanos' quest, and at Thanos' quest, you got to go to Thanos' death. So he has his own journey to get to where he wants the gauntlet. Because if they do something stupid like, oh, he just wants to rule the universe, that's going to be such a cop-out.
Yeah, that's I'm afraid that's an overplayed
reason to do what you do. Like, oh, okay, so you rule the universe, now what? Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah, you rule it. Who gives a shit? The gauntlet was, he did it for his obsession, which made it even scarier. Because it's like, oh, he doesn't care about ruling you. He just wants to please Lady Death. And if that means killing a billion lives, so be it. Like, that to me is scary. It's not about ruling you. It's just appeasing one entity.
I agree. I just think they're going to go the generic, he wants to just rule the universe deal. I hope not.
If they do that, I will be so disappointed.
Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on, because that could really take the steam out of the movies. If they don't give him, like, a real unique motivation, because, like, I feel like in one of these scenes where he's talking to Ronan or something, they would have had Death, like, standing in the background, like, just robed. And, like, we would have all known who it is, but they haven't revealed who it is. And we haven't seen anything like that. So that's where I'm a little concerned that it's not Lady Death.
Yeah, no, like you said, I've been thinking about this. I'm like, God, I hope it's not like he just wants to rule the universe, because that's such a fucking cop out. And I'm afraid that Marvel will be like, oh, well, that's enough for the normies to understand. Like, we got to make our billion, so let's make it where everybody understands. Let's not get too deep, where he's obsessed with this, you know, death character. The book is like 90% about death. Because you got to remember, whenever he does get the gauntlet, there's a lot of heroes that just vanish off the face of the universe.
Yeah, he flicks his finger and kills half of them, right?
Yeah, they all just vanish.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 went kind of deep, and people didn't seem to like it. So,
you think so?
Yeah, I think people didn't. Either they didn't pick up on it, or were like, this isn't what I came to see. What the hell are you talking about? You know what I mean? The weird motivation behind Ego, where people didn't quite understand, like, what? Like, why is he sending other, or why is he seeding Earths? You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot to take in. So hopefully they don't make him dumb it down. That would really suck.
Yes. I don't know. Most people I talk to really like that. And they grasp that.
I know.
And these are normies. A lot of people, these are normies, too.
It was not well received. That's all I'm trying to say. Especially compared to the first one, which was really straightforward.
True.
It was not as well received.
That's true.
So let's go back to Thor. We're kind of getting off topic here. So I think that Thor, we basically know half the movie is him getting off the Game Master's planet, right?
Yeah.
Planet Hulk. And then the other half is him fighting Hela. That's probably it, right?
And defeating Hela somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the whole movie.
I do like the fact that the Hulk actually speaks now.
Yeah, at the end we do get the Hulk. Thor, or he's like, you and I, we're kind of the same. We have this boiling rage inside of us. He's like, yes, Hulk like fire, Thor like water. He's like, well, that's not right.
He goes, well, I thought we're more like fire. You're right. Hulk like raging fire.
He's like, Hulk raging fire. Smoldering fire. Yeah. Here's one thing that did kind of bother me about that trailer. Bruce Banner seems kind of dumb, doesn't he? He seems kind of dope.
He only had one line where he's like, what happened? He goes, I defeated you in combat.
No, he's got a couple other little moments.
That's what I've seen.
No, there's a couple little moments in that trailer where he talks, and he just sort of seems like, ooh, like kind of, I don't know, he seems a little dopey.
He was wearing a cool 80s shirt.
It was a Duran Duran Rio shirt. Yeah.
Was it? I saw that. I'm
like,
that's
the cover of Rio.
How did he get that? Like, I'm almost feeling like they're going to be drawing shit from the Earth for decades, and there's shit there from, like, the 80s or something, because that shirt stood out to me real fast.
Yeah, which may be a little lame with the. They're already kind of knocking this on having a Guardians feel if it's got a bunch of 80s stuff in it, which the music and that Duran Duran shirt makes you think there will be. That would be kind of a little weird, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, but see, let's. No, I think Thor Ragnarok's just going to be fucking weird. Like, I think it's going to be even weirder than Guardians. Since it's the last Thor movie, there's no more Thor movies after this, so they can just do whatever they want. They'll still. They know they're going to make their money because of the Thor movie, and it's connected to the Avengers movies. So they know they're going to make their movie. So they're going to have some fun with it, and it's like, let's just do something weird. And it feels really weird because, like, I was watching something where they were kind of breaking down the trailer, and I didn't realize this, but there's a pillar in the background of a scene, and they have Man-Thing. Who else? There's several. The other Thor, Beta Ray Bill, it looks like their faces are on this column, which means that they're maybe champions, stuff like that, like a little Easter egg like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think they're gonna be weird, where they're gonna bring in, I think they might be Easter eggs, like all these weird characters that we never get to see. I don't know. I'm really excited because I think they're gonna play with this movie.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility when he says that he's gonna build a team, it's more than just Loki, Valkyrie, Hulk, and Thor. I think it's possible maybe they throw in a couple, like a Beta Ray Bill or something like that.
Yeah,
he's out in space.
I really do believe. I think that's just kind of like because I was in that mindset like, oh man, it's just them four. But then they show, I believe his name is Kong, K-O-N-G, and he's part of Hulk's group when they come back to Earth, and it turns out that he's. If you watch the second Thor, and there's a rock creature that Thor walks up and he smashes, Remember that famous cover where Thor's beating up those creatures from Easter Island?
Yeah.
Okay. Those aliens pop up in World War Hulk. One of those is one of Hulk's warbound characters. And they show him shooting some kind of weapon. So I think they're going to touch on whenever they're in the gladiator cages, like in World War Hulk, he meets all these other characters, all these other weird aliens from all around the universe. I think that's where they're going to tap into that. Well, let's throw in some of this and let's throw in some of that. Because they've already hinted that in Captain Marvel that the Skrulls are going to make an appearance.
Oh, they didn't hint.
It'd be amazing if you see a Skrull in the background.
They didn't hint. Like they're saying Skrull. They didn't hint. They said they're going to do the Kree-Skrull War.
Yeah. They are going to?
Yes.
Oh, dude, that's going to be fucking awesome. Dude, Marvel's just swinging for the fence. It's crazy.
So let's say this about the Thor trailer, and we can wrap that up. The trailer looks fun as hell. It looks like they're showing you the whole movie, but if we've learned anything from Marvel, it's that, especially like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, they didn't show a shit in that trailer for what that movie was going to be about.
Yeah. That emotional impact at the end.
And it sounds like Homecoming was the same way, where people thought it was going to be kind of lame, and they actually went and saw it. We're like, wow! Like I didn't think the.
It's way darker. Yeah, it definitely takes a turn.
So I think there's a good possibility. We think that it's going to just be a fun buddy movie where they're going to smash a bunch of action figures together and make a bunch of jokes, which would be fun too. I think that there may actually be more to this movie than we're thinking.
Oh, I believe so. I think they're just going to throw all kinds of weird shit out. I think they're going to play with this one. So I'm excited.
All right, so we're going to very briefly, do you hear me, Mr. Fix-It? Very briefly, yes. Talk about the Infinity War leaked shaky cam footage, which, in my opinion, was leaked on purpose because it came out basically the same day as the JLA trailer. So if you don't want to hear any of this shit, turn the fucking podcast off, all right?
All right, do the ending now.
Bow. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So what do you think? What do you think? Real again, very briefly. We're already at a 30-minute podcast. I want to cut this thing super, super short. What do you think about that? What do you think about the trailer?
From the two different angles I've watched it from, I thought it was phenomenal.
It looks fucking crazy, dude.
Dude, it looks insane. Just the amount of characters they're going to stuff into this movie and just the glimpses they saw like that second one you sent me was actually better. I'm super stoked. Like I've already heard it's going to be the longest Marvel movie also.
Yeah, I heard that too, which I'm not super excited about just because I think these movies are all getting too long. But if any movie's going to be long, this movie has to be kind of long, right? So
absolutely. I don't know, man. It looks really, really, really good. Again, we've already discussed our fears of where the story's going to go with.
Yeah. I'm not sure about this whole
Black Order stuff. His children. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, they're totally going to be Apocalypse's horsemen.
I would have preferred his generals had been like other Marvel characters. Like, I personally would have liked the Red Skull to pop up as a general.
No, because that's exactly like the Four Horsemen.
Really?
Yeah, he took Psylocke. He took character Storm.
That's true.
X-Men and turned them into Horsemen. At least if he cosmically endows these dudes with whatever the fucking powers he gives them. Didn't he do that in one of those Infinity bullshits or not?
No, he's never had Horsemen
or heralds or
anything
like
of that nature. No.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that goes.
Trying to think what else.
I still get nervous we're not going to see shit in this first movie. And, like, this first movie is going to be bringing all the characters together and maybe even fighting these Herald guys. And then the second movie is actually fighting Thanos. That would suck.
No, I think this movie is going to end with characters being killed off near the end.
I hope so. And the next movie is rebuilding the universe?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're going to lose some characters right away. And then the second movie will be the rest of all those characters they keep talking about bringing in.
Here's one thing that I'm sure of. Thanos looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, but he's not wearing his armor, though. That was the only weird thing to me.
I know, not yet. Although he's wearing it in Guardians, right? So that's weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe that's a flashback scene. Who knows?
He looks fucking awesome. And I love the – well, no, let's not give away anything.
No, no, give it away. Go ahead.
Because I think Marvel will be releasing that trailer pretty soon. It blew up all over Facebook and stuff like that. So,
well, what were we going to say? You can say it.
Well, if you watch him, I think he only has one of the gemstones in his gauntlet at the time.
That's what it looked like to me too.
Yeah, when he's throwing that punch, I only saw one. So that means he doesn't have all the gems together yet. I think the end of the movie, which would make sense, is at the end he has all the gems together.
Yeah, like the next movie may kind of be the
continuation of that.
Or the
because remember,
what did they call
it? Once he gets that gauntlet, all he does is he snaps his fingers, and you're done.
So you think this next? You think this next?
If they're going to bring in any of the huge galactic characters, like are you going to show? They won't show Galactus, but like you know, Lord Order or Master Chaos or any of those guys are going to show up because once you put those Infinity Stones together, I mean, you're basically God.
Yeah, but remember, I thought somebody had asked if kind of this first movie was going to almost be the Infinity Quest where he's assembling the gauntlet still. I thought that got debunked. Maybe I heard wrong, but I thought that's not what – because then that would mean the whole second movie still has Thanos in it, and I thought that was not going to happen anymore.
Because you got to remember, the Nova Corps has one stone. The Collector has one stone. Thanos, Nova Corps, Collector, Odin, so that's three. We don't know where the fourth one is.
Vision has
Vision has five. So the only one they really have, what stone would that mean that he has?
Man, dude, I don't know.
I'd have to kind of look at it again. But see, they're all kind of spread out. It would make sense that the movie it's probably going to be something along the lines of the Avengers are going to be fighting the Black Order while he's gathering the stones.
Hey, I don't want to see that movie.
Not all the stones, a majority of the stones. And the other movie will be the climax to that. Like the climax, I would not be surprised if the climax of this movie is the Avengers have lost some guys, but they've destroyed or stopped the Black Order. Last one fighting them, but he's gathering the stones. Like he was gathering the stones while everyone else was battling.
Hey man, it's possible that's what it is, but I'm not sure if I really want to see that fucking movie.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I give a shit about I want to see. I hate this fucking split movie bullshit. I don't know. They said they're I trust them to put out a good movie, but I'm cautiously.
I enjoyed both of their Cap movies. I thought they did them really well.
Yeah,
I'm just my big fear, dude, is there going to be so many characters? A lot of the characters are going to end up being just background.
Yeah,
Hawkeye by this point? Like, so, just put him in the background.
Yeah, so let Hawkeye be in the background.
Who cares about Falcon. Wanda? Put her in the background. Like, a lot of those characters are going to end up being background characters.
That's fine.
So I don't know.
As long as they pick the right ones.
The what?
As long as they pick the right ones to be in the background, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of when they show Cap?
Oh, I think I missed that. I didn't rewatch it before we started talking.
Oh, dude, Cap comes out as Nomad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we called that
awesome.
We called that in another podcast. We kind of knew that was going to happen.
Well, yeah. I think after we saw the last
Civil War, because he's dressed in black at the end. I thought it was pretty obvious he was going to be Nomad.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that kind of just confirms it. All right, man. Hey, I gotta go.
All
right,
bro.
All right, man. Later.
All right, bro. Later.
The Marvel Superheroes Podcast is in no way affiliated with or endorsed by Marvel Entertainment. All characters mentioned and audio clips employed are believed covered under fair use, with no infringement intended against their copyright holders. The views expressed in this podcast are assumed legitimate, truthful, and solely possessed by the speaker.
This episode's retweet frantic ones include Dr. Ange, Between the Pages, Comic Reflections, Ed Moore Jr. at Miskatonic, Inigo Montoya, Siskoid, Talk Nerdy to Me, Witchblade, and Yo Art App. Keepers of the Favorites Plain include 20th Century Geek, A Beardo Talks Film, Alexander, Alphabet Flight Pod, Backseat Directors, Bad at Shapirak, Buddy Woody, Cash Flag, Chris, Columbus Comic Corner, Comic Book Vault, Cured Podcast, David Golding, Dimitri Pimenov, Dwight L. McPherson, Funny Comics, Good Times Great Movies, Gord Tolton, Grant Sawyer, Infinite Monkey Comics, James Hudson, John D. Knoll, Justice First Dawn, Lava Hog, Madam Doom and the Glooms, Parlapod Comics Talk, Podcast Radio, Ryan D. Hulsman, Sakura Fields, Sean Merrick, Steve Sellers, Terrence Castingway, Tony Ciboni, WhenItWasCool.com, who called our last episode cool, and Willie Yarbrough. And finally, the Merry Marvel Marching Society. 100 issues. The 108th Sage. Andy at Pop Box Culture. Avatar of the Green. Brody's Kitchen Podcast. Bronze Age Babies. Careless Deviation. Chris Sheehan. The Cinebud Podcast. Comics in the Golden Age. Darren Ruth Sutherland. Dude Imaginative Podcast. Ed Moore and Indie Comics Band. Marvel Bronze Age and Teal Productions. Edgar D'Souza. FKA Jason. Hollywood Already Did It Podcast. Ice in the Face. Jake and Tom Conquer Podcast. Jeffrey Brown. Joe Crawford. Just in Time Podcast. Keith G. Baker. Kevin Dodgy. Longbox Crusade. Mark James, co-host, writer, producer of original comedy show and website Poop Culture. Namor Submariner Podcast. Pass Gap and Popcorn Podcast. Rad Adventures Podcast Network. Randy Caldwell. Richard Field. Ryan Daly. Silver and Gold Podcast Network. Resurrections, a Warlock and Thanos Podcast. And Xenozoid Xenophiles.
I actually like when you do that. That in. This is a rule spine. All materials. Is that you sound so fucking stoned out of your mind. Dude. It always makes me laugh.
Well, but I keep recycling the same ones.
Right? But dude, you sound fucking destroyed, dude. Like you must have been like on a coke binge.
Well, remember that's when I got back from Europe and really? My voice was still shot. So.
Every time I hear it, dude, I don't. Some of our shows I'll be funny. That shit always makes me laugh.